The Calm Method, A Guide to Ditch Last-Minute Living, Potentially Forever, by Ryan Lanier, Organizing for Good. Forward. I am overjoyed that you're here. Perhaps you picked up this book because the title spoke straight to your heart or to some part of your life that isn't working well right now. That maybe you struggle with being late, behind, and unprepared and are seeking some answers. I completely get that. Why did I write this book? On one hand, I wanted to share my creation, a how-to primer on how I figured out some ways to be on time more often, more prepared when I got there, and not to always feel like that hot mess we tend to call ourselves. But that is not the deeper why. I did it because of the squeeze, that horrible feeling I got when I was all over the place, late and unprepared. Because I knew in my gut that taking some simple prep steps, I could head off so much of that stress. It just took paying enough attention to uncover and identify a set of actions I could take ahead of time when it wasn't crazy town stressy time to open up more headspace to handle the fires. Ultimately, all those actions set me up to manage things better and, lo and behold, to feel more together. And give me space and time to move the needle on my dreams. I bet you know the squeeze. We all do. It sucks you under. It takes a hold of your heart rate, your breathing, and gathers all of your brain waves and stirs them up into a crazy stew. Now here come the stress goggles. They scramble your vision and rob you of the ability to see normal objects. When was the last time you were on the losing end of a deadline? Running late to the airport conjures up the most palpable and relatable squeeze stress around. Perhaps you never even made it to the airport in 2020, but I can guess you've experienced hectic travel stress before. It's so scary because you know, without a doubt, that your flight will leave without you. It's been booked for months, so clearly you've known for ages what time you should leave your house. You are a capable enough human to decide when to leave with enough breathing room to not invite the squeeze. Yet still, the squeeze is ready, especially when you aren't. I hate the squeeze because it's almost always a product of my not having taken some surprisingly simple yet deeply impactful proactive steps. Likely, I got distracted again. Squirrel! Curse you, last minute living! Is your head nodding? Those moments will and do happen, but so many are within our control, and the Calm Method is a set of simple, repeatable, empowering actions that can keep the squeeze at bay. The more Calm Method you practice, the easier it is to handle the inevitable flare-ups. I will share when and how I discovered it, exactly what it is, step by step, some pitfalls that you have to watch out for, and how it can, dare I say, change your life? Definitely a little, or maybe even a whole lot. I mean it. So trust that reading this book will give you some clear, manageable, put in place right now action steps to help you take the crazy level down several notches. Imagine that. You absolutely can do this. No matter what DEFCON level of last-minute stressy living you currently operate at. And then, here's the really amazing part. All those currently overpowering distractions will start to abate long enough that you get to expand yourself into that dream, those ideas, that Beyoncé, Michelle Obama, or Mother Teresa of who you were meant to be. She's just waiting for a tiny sliver, a micro-opening of a less stressy moment in your life to be able to peek out and get stronger, one baby step at a time. That is my wish for you desperately. I get you because I am you. When you can tap into your calm by acting calm, the others around you can too. It's the ripple effect. So, are you ready? Chapter 1, The Birth of the Calm Method. Does any or all of the following sound familiar to you? Panicked packing, arriving late, missing events, buying duplicate items, arriving unprepared, doubling back for forgotten items, time wasted, going in circles looking for things, missing deadlines, time and money wasted replacing official documents you can't find, wasted gift cards or coupons, missing fun experiences or opportunities, yelling at family members because you're running late again, suffering the stress goggles, feeling the squeeze. Take a deep breath if that paragraph triggered you in a way too close to home kind of way. It's okay. You're in the right place. Hello, I am Ryan Lanier, a busy all my life go, go, go woman who is a friend, wife, mom, community contributor, and serial side hustle business owner. I am a creative, intuitive person with a new idea every other minute. I burst with loads of get-up-and-go energy most days. As a result, I am in deep awe of the opposite type of person. I am utterly bewildered and fascinated by people with an intrinsic calmness that blankets a room with their smooth energy. Many of those people are yoga teachers, counselors, and tend to be introverts and incredible listeners. In my mind, they must have it together at all times. Since that's not my typical modus operandi, I have to create simple, repeatable systems to garner my own calm and try to keep the crazy at a low simmer. And in this hamster wheel freight train world of ever-evolving levels of stress, the more we seek to invite calm into our lives, we will be better equipped to deal with both the little and the big stressors. After all, I'm writing this book in late 2020, Nuff said. You're so busy. I have been told this so many times I've lost count. Wow, that hurts, honestly. It makes me sound unavailable. And since connection is my jam, I don't like being perceived in that light. My mother has always told me that I burn the candle at both ends. She's right, as mothers always are, and thank goodness for that. Is this resonating right now? Do people tell you, wow, how do you juggle all that? Or say, I didn't want to bother you because you have so much going on. Ouch. If you frequently struggle to find serenity in the thick of your chaos, external and or internal, it is critical to set up systems that increase your chances of creating it, almost in spite of yourself. And this is exactly how and why I discovered the Calm Method and am now writing this book. We simply feel better and operate our lives so much more effectively when we are in a calm state. Just say the word aloud, slowly. Calm. Didn't you just sigh and feel your shoulders drop a little? Wasn't it almost like a nice cleansing breath? Ah, yes, please, more of that. Today. Yes, today. ASAP. There's literally no reason to wait. So keep reading as I describe how I found these tools. Into the Wayback Machine we go. The situation. 5 days after the confetti settled from the celebration of the new year and new decade, I turned 50. Yes, it's out there. Hello to the big 50. And oh, I had a fabulous party. I'm so glad I did. Since only a few short months later, a new to us and ever so confusing concept of quarantine started, as well as all that fallout with which we are far too familiar now. Like many others, I had big, big plans for 2020. It was going to be my year, my decade to really rock it. It was all going to fall into place. My business, my productivity, all of it. Trade secret. 50-year-olds are bold and clear on where they want to go. So, hello, 2020. Reaching for the moon, I was. Here I come. A lover of all things self-improvement, I chose New Year's theme words to light my way. After some introspective consideration, the theme words I chose to focus on in 2020 were tenacity and consistent. Yucko. I know. Bear with me. At the time of choosing, I really felt like those concepts held the keys for my next level of personal success, so they compelled me. Perhaps wishing it into reality? But then, the coronavirus pandemic and global quarantine became unavoidably, life-alteringly real. Needless to say, things changed. Everything basically changed in a slow but radical way. I changed too. I had to. We all had to. Everything was in constant flux, and uncertainty danced all around us. We were all learning to pivot. January and February were rather normal, if you recall, except for the devastating wildfires in Australia. But then early March brought those directly from a dystopian novel news reports of things getting really scary real, calling it what it was, a bona fide pandemic. And everything was getting canceled left and right. March 12th was the last day my high schoolers saw the inside of their school until November, and then only for a few short weeks before it closed again. But as early 2020 got rolling, in my personal world, I was attempting to get it together. Because remember, this was going to be my year. I thought, foolishly, that somehow, magically, turning 50, coupled with this great attitude, and armed with theme words, I had just the new fix-it formula I'd been waiting for. Alas, I was quickly falling back into the same old patterns of go, 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 busy but crazy woman syndrome. What do you mean, Ryan? It couldn't have been all that bad. Ha! True story number one. Late one afternoon on a weekday, facing the umpteenth what's for dinner dilemma, I said to myself, I'll be a good mom tonight and make some healthy yet tasty beans in the Instant Pot. Oh, I love my IP. I grabbed the recipe, the spices, the ingredients, added the water, and turned it on. After that amazing machine performed its magic, making all its pressure cooker fun spurts and whooshy noises, I opened it up to give it a stir and check to see if it needed more time and... Here comes shizzle and other related expletives. Not one bean in the pot. Hot liquid and spices, yes. But no beans. Not even one little frijol. To think you'd triumphantly made dinner, yet find that no actual dinner had been prepared? Ugh! How could I be so well-intentioned, yet leave out the main ingredient? Last-minute living calling. A soul-crushing micro-failure that could have easily been avoided. True story number two. One day around noon, I received this text. Mom, can you please bring my tennis bag to school because I forgot it? Me again. Shizzle and other curse words. Are you detecting a pattern? Was dropping everything and dashing over to school on my schedule that day? Not even close. But good mom was calling. Oh, good mom. You are all-knowing, all-powerful. So I did, in fact, go to the school and drop off the bag. Yes, mission accomplished, and fairly easily. Woot! So how could the story go wrong? Sounds foolproof. Nope. What item do you imagine is literally the only thing one needs in order to actually play tennis? Exactly. I dropped off a tennis bag, empty of any rackets. Not one. Yes, another round of shizzle and all its cohorts. Not even one single racket. Another mission not accomplished. Plenty of precious time and energy wasted, though. If only I had taken a brief moment to look in the bag, or even noticed the lightness of it. Rackets have some bulk and tend to clatter around, too. But when you're living on the crazy stress freight train, neither your ears nor your eyes work. But I'm getting ahead of myself. These stories illustrate in stressful color how last-minute living operates and, more importantly, feels. It's a pattern that is no bueno, I'm telling you. It's the squeeze at work doing its thing. As for me, I felt like I sucked all the time. I spent way too much energy tearing myself down by giving the head trash monster free rein in my psyche. I hated it. What is wrong with me? Does this trigger anything for you? Are you recounting similar stories in your head right now? Keep reading, my friend. As a mom of three boys, busy is no stranger to me. Even before I had kids, I lived the super busy life. So, as a card-carrying busy person who then became a new mom, the transition to busy mom was immediate and thorough. add baby number two, then a third, and hello, I was a crowd comprised of three kids within 5 years in age of each other. And I loved every minute of it. Okay, maybe not the blowout diapers at the swimming pool, but pretty much every other minute. I enveloped myself in motherhood. Diapers, high chairs, tantrums and all. Tantrums aren't just for kids, people. I was also heavily involved in my community, the kids' activities and schools, and had a side gig tutoring Spanish at the school where I'd been a teacher in my pre-mom life. The freight train hamster wheel was on steroids now. Let's fast forward 20 years to February of 2020. Yikes, how fast that feels. It's one of my typical, reactive, overscheduled, hectic days, leaving the house for errands and kid taxiing several times a day. I don't recommend this as a tactic for success. Doing circles around Austin, tending to all the things. House business, kid business, and the business. Are you feeling exhausted just reading that? Imagine living it. Well, I assume you probably can relate since you are reading this book. One particular day in February directed the spotlight on the major flaws in my ointment. Or is that flies? Believe me, neither of those are good. This ill-fated day, I left the house en route to an appointment and was so hair on fire unprepared that I returned home not once, not even twice, but yes, three times before actually arriving at said appointment. Of course, I was able to call ahead and let them know I was running late, but regardless, by that point, I was a volcano-spewing hot mess when I got there. Not a surprise. I was mad at myself, pointlessly mad at the low tire in my car, and drowning in the feeling of complete loserdom again. Ugh. No matter what type of person you happen to be, I would venture to bet that you have encountered a person like this. We'll call her last-minute Lucinda. You're in a meeting or some other appointment, and wow, she arrives late in a whirlwind, possibly panting, definitely stressed, with bags and bottles flying, and swoops that crazy energy into the room, affecting all in her path. It's exhausting. I did not want to be Lucinda anymore. It was way past time for a change. I knew, really felt it in my bones, that there were some easy, logical steps I could implement to fight against this. The changes I needed were right there at my fingertips. This college graduate could figure this out. I only had to stop, breathe, and think, and take a moment to observe myself. What did I need to do? What actions could I take? Drawing a line in the sand, I decided to implement a challenge for myself that very day. I had to. It was way overdue. The challenge. Looking back, it seems so simple, but perspective is powerful like that. Here it is. Every time I left the house to go somewhere, I had to take the necessary steps to leave the house prepared, on time or even early, with GPS directions, and arrive at my destination with calm energy. The arrive with calm energy part was essential. I felt it was the deep driver for the whole process. The non-negotiable result was to operate with more calm. Don't get me wrong, and this is especially important. I wasn't seeking to alter my whole way of being with a brand new program because I have joined countless of those. Ugh, don't get me started. I was seeking to identify and implement some small, logical, actionable steps on the daily. And that is exactly what I did. Believe it or not, my subconscious was already hard at work manifesting the solution. Check this out. An actual journal entry of mine from March that is so spot on and foretelling that it's almost creepy. March 8th, 2020. My new word for 2020. Calm. I love the concept of consistent too. Not just because it's alliteration, which I do love, I can't lie. But calm is deliberate, thoughtful, tender with self, and that leads to proactive systems, which I lack. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This just goes to show you that without question, you are the expert of your own life. Hang on, that's a different book. Let's get back to this one. Calm. Yes. Armed with this personal challenge, I zeroed in on the exact actions that I could take to help me achieve this a few times, then a few more times until I'd call it a habit. Armed with this personal challenge, I zeroed in on the exact actions that I could take to help me achieve this a few times, then a few more times until I'd call it a habit. And the best part is that they are surprisingly simple. I'm so excited and beyond ready to share them with you in the next chapter. So let's end the suspense. Author's note, I love, love, love alliteration. I will do almost anything to use it as fully and flowerily as possible. See? Chapter 2, The 6-Step Process Revealed. Standing here as a last-minute living expert, it's time for me to reveal my birthed from actual experience method, created to help you get off or significantly slow down the freight train hamster wheel that is keeping you from so many great things. I proudly introduce the CALM method. Surprise! It's an acronym. The 6-step CALM method. Step 1, C is for confirm your calendar. Step 2, A is for arm your alarms. Step 3, L is for lay out your launch pad. Step 4, practice the pause. Step 5, M is for mobilize into motion. Step 6, celebration time. Yay me! Created by Ryan Lanier of Organizing for Good. Simple, actionable, yet unquestionably powerful. Here we go. C is for confirm your calendar. Let's get started. Undeniably, the key to a strong calendar that consistently works for you is this lovely little word, confirm. Details change constantly. Times, locations, duration, dates, all of it. Take 2020, for example. The whole thing was rescheduled and or canceled. Oh, you lovely calendars, planners, and all my paper product friends. I love you so. Truth be told, it took me years to fully embrace and commit to a digital calendar. I just love the feel of pencil to paper. But I noticed something. More and more, I was missing things because it's impossible, yes, impossible, to keep a paper calendar as up-to-date as you can a digital one. What do you pretty much always have with you? Yes, your phone, on which is your digital calendar of choice. It is an incredible tool once you fully accept that you can trust it. Why? Because your digital calendar has your back at all times. You can add, update, reschedule, and modify those calendar items at the drop of a hat. A little advice here. If you aren't in your calendar multiple times a day, you are going to miss things. I'd rather hang out in my calendar than email, wouldn't you? Ugh, email. Pro tip. As soon as I read an email or other form of message with a relevant date and time, I try to zap open that Google Calendar and load it on there. I've gotten so much better, and you can too. Baby steps. A little warning from the voice of experience. If you continue to operate under the notion that you can head out the door to an appointment or sit down for a Zoom meeting without having confirmed those all-important details like the date and location or link, you're simply opening yourself up to unnecessary stress. Remember last-minute Lucinda swooping in the room with that crazy, stressy energy? Let me say that again for the peeps in the back. If you head out the door without having confirmed the details and you show up to the wrong place or at the wrong time, you will hang your head in shame about the time you just wasted. Okay, I don't mean to beat you up here because you have your head trash monster for that. However, what I'm saying is that we can avoid wasting so much precious time with just a quick confirmation. Oh, I have so been there so many times. I want better for you today, tomorrow, and forever. That is why I write this book, my friend. The how-to. The CALM method can radically change your last-minute living mode, so drink it in. In the morning, before the day gets crazy, open up your calendar and look at today and literally confirm those appointments. Call, text, or email to be sure it's a go. Actually, the ultimate goal is to start the process in the afternoon the day before. I know, mind-boggling, but I have faith in you. You'll learn the process and then make it a habit, slowly but intentionally. Pro tip, confirm the location or Zoom link for your appointment and be sure it's entered into your GPS and or calendar. Your calendar is the launch point into your day, not email. Such a time and hassle saver. A few warnings when it comes to calendars. Are you littering it up with hopefullys or shoulds? Do you put recurring things that are either obvious, like get dressed, or hopeful, like enter receipts into Quicken? I get it. I used to do this too. I hate to be the one to tell you, but it doesn't work. In fact, it has the opposite effect because you erode your self-trust by repeatedly swiping away the notification without following through. So, I beg you, if you're not actually doing the thing, delete it and all following events because it's only serving to make you feel crappy. Try putting it on there a single time and see if that helps you to actually do it. If it's prioritized and important, then it will get done. I want you to build up trust in yourself. When you take some time to plan out your day, appointments, breaks, and focus work time, you are armed and ready to kick some butt. These are likely the most effective minutes you spend all day. And butt kicking is the goal here, so look out, world. Here she comes. What? You say that every day goes off the rails, no matter how much you plan? Duh. That's how life works. But when you already have a plan in place, it's so much easier to get back on track. Get those wheels back on the bus. Using the Calm method, you can right the ship quickly. How does that sound? Micro celebration moment. Stop and bask in how awesome you feel for having confirmed all the appointments on deck for today as best you possibly can. Look how proactive you are. Yay, you. A is for arm your alarms and timers too. Newsflash, we forget things all the time because our brains were not meant to be alarms, nor should they be. Maybe back when there was no electricity and people were forced to rely on the sun for all its timing cues and shadows. But the reality is that we have at least a billion more distractions now than people did in the pre-electricity era. Use timers and alarms to your advantage all day long. I often ask Alexa to remind me to call a certain person back or set timers for me when I'm cooking and my hands are occupied. I love my timers and alarms like no other. My brain can trust them as long as I set them. They hold me accountable and never judge me. They let me be free to focus on real work or, when interrupted, attend to whatever whomever else needs my attention. Don't you want that too? More breaking news. Because they are who they are, your family members will likely make fun of you for all your alarms and timers. Decide right now to not care. Your alarms are gold. They are helping you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you very much. Oh, family. The how-to. In step two, you will open your preferred clock timer app on your phone. Ryan, wait, you say. Are you thinking, doesn't my Google Calendar send me email reminders? Please, are you ever more productive and focused when you open your email? Enough said. Use alarms to set your mind free to focus on the real stuff. Have you ever set an alarm in your phone but didn't name it? So when it went off, you were surprised or confused? Been there, done that. So always name your alarms. Then you can save that one to use another day. Win-win. We are going for wins here, people. Let's get granular here. Open the clock app and your calendar. I like to open my calendar on my laptop and have the phone in front of me to set the alarms. Just a suggestion here, but I find it easier to not have to switch between apps. Real life application. Let's say you have to be at a certain place that's 20 minutes away at 2 p.m. So that means you leave the house at 1:40. Nope. Remember, the whole premise here is to promote a sense of calm. You absolutely need to build in buffer time because of this truth bomb. the less time you leave for disasters, the more will pop up. Why is that? Plus, there's time needed for parking or settling down in front of the computer. And there's always some unexpected delays like traffic or Wi-Fi issues. Always. The distraction monster is always waiting to pounce. We experience it every day. Do you rarely drive anywhere anymore? Think pandemic times. Well then, start being on time or early to Zoom calls. Same structure. Set the alarm so you get a 10-minute warning to sit down and work out your tech issues, get water, run to the restroom, and be one of the ones who is waiting for host to start the meeting. Oh, you've never seen that message before? Well, you are in for a treat then. It's a great feeling when you are on time, y'all. Building in a mental buffer of 10 minutes will change your life. I'm begging you. If you are serious about creating more room for calm and conquering some of the crazy, it's time to build in a regular mental buffer of at least 10 minutes. 15 is even better. Have you ever regretted being early to something? Do you ever find the need to apologize profusely for being early to a meeting? Quite the opposite. Being early allows you time to settle in and calmly breathe because you are so very on it. And that feels so good, people. So, back to the appointment, 20 minutes away at 2 p.m. You need an alarm that goes off at 1:20 that says, leave the house in 10 minutes. Are you ready? Or some other language that reminds you that it's almost go time. Then set another one for 1:30 that says, leave the house. Believe me, you need both of these alarms, at least for a while, but maybe even forever. And that's okay because it works and lets you be calm, remember? I'm telling you, this is not just a game changer for you, but also for your kids. Again, speaking from experience here, remember the tennis bag story? How's that going for you currently? I bet you aren't too calm when you're trying to get your kids out the door, but you can be. If you play your calm cards right, there is no yelling. Shall I repeat that golden truth bomb? No more yelling. The timers, alarms, and clocks have that covered. It's their job. Your job is to make sure you are ready to leave with the things you need. The calm method is a gift available to absolutely everyone in your house. Don't you want that? You can have it every single day with this method. Micro celebration moment. Look how amazing you are. You have all your alarms set so you can actually focus on some real work, worry-free. Yay you! Step 3. L is for lay out your launch pad. Picture this scenario, as in literally close your eyes. You have an appointment soon and it's time to go. You head to the door, pick up your things, confidently walk out of the house prepared, on time, or even early. You peacefully drive to the right location and gracefully breeze into that room. Nice, right? Oh, is that already your normal routine? Awesome, congrats. Now please share this book with a friend and move on to the next item on your to-read list because you've got this down already. Yay you! Seriously though, so many people, especially moms and kids, live this last-minute life where a calm execution is so foreign. And chaos is the norm. But guess what? It's not a lack of ability. Caveat, yes, there absolutely can be extenuating circumstances. But typically, this problem is rooted in the fact that they haven't taken enough time or any preparatory steps to plan out their actions ahead of time. In step 3 of the calm method, you will take measures to prepare for your departure so you spend less time backtracking into the house looking for things. It's time to imagine a beautiful world in which you've already placed those items by the door in this beautiful thing called a launch pad. You can do this, and then you will wonder how you ever functioned before. I promise. Funnily, I bet you would absolutely leave on time if you actually left on time. What? Yes, reread that sentence. Here's what's happening. You think you're ready to go, so you walk out the door with every intention of leaving, but then you sit down in the driver's seat, and that's when the beautiful moment of clarity happens. Oops, I forgot. fill in the blank. And back in the house you go. My husband is an epic example of this behavior. He comes back at least once, often twice. I'm not sure if it bothers him, but honestly, no one can argue that that is efficient. And the wife is always right. How can we decrease the number of those backtracks into the house? It's important to note that I said decrease, not eliminate. Eliminate implies that we are seeking perfection, which we are not. Never. Don't do that to yourself. The launch pad is a dedicated space next to the door, in plain sight and easily accessible. Nothing behind a door or under a lid. Everything must be right there, ready to grab, like your little soldiers awaiting your command. Have you ever been camping or prepared for a long road trip? Or have you ever done a triathlon? The successful execution of these activities relies on good preparation. When you go camping, there is a list of required equipment to take, or you really won't sleep or eat well. Or taking a long road trip, if you don't pack well, you end up buying things on the road that you already have at home, sadly. When you take some time prior to the last minute, you can save yourself so many headaches and money. I honestly hate packing, but I hate even more when I don't bring something that I have to end up buying. Ugh. When you do a triathlon, a well-prepared transition area is life. When you switch from swim to bike and later bike to run, there is no backtracking once you have zoomed off on your bike or trotted off to do the run. The launch pad, carefully laid out, has exactly what you need to keep going and finish strong, or at least with your shades on and a fresh squirt of sunscreen. Side note, squirrel. I was always impressed with those people that brought something clever to mark their own bike's spot in the sea of bike racks. Such forethought. I would always set myself up right next to their inspirational balloon to reap the benefit of their smart move. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being resourceful. We are better together, always. I can't say it enough. The launch pad is key, people. Essential. A launch pad is proactive in that it requires you to get yourself in the mode of prepared and not doing that hateful, stressful, last-minute living thing as often. You will regularly assemble those items you need to take with you when you leave the house and place them by the door. I know! So obvious! But it has to be obvious, or then it's not serving you as a launch pad. If you have a dog or a small person, you need to seek a higher elevation than the floor, but as close to the door as possible. It will totally set you up. You will love it. Inevitably, pop-up stress moments will happen. They don't need our encouragement by our poor planning. And why is it that we can't find something when we are looking for it in a fervor? How many times have you been unable to find something under duress, but then later when the moment has passed, there it is, literally right in your line of vision? I have experienced this so many times that I consider it scientific evidence at this point. I hate those darn stress goggles. The squeeze, again. Why do I feel so strongly about the power of the launch pad? There is nothing more tear yourself down frustrating in 2 seconds flat than arriving somewhere without the one specific thing you needed in the first place. The school-required form for the doctor to sign at your child's annual physical? Been there, done that. The awesome coupon at the specific sporting goods store when you're loading up on all the team essentials? Luckily, those are often digital now. That library book that is so overdue you should just buy it? The clothes that need to go to the tailor or dry cleaners? Maddening. I bet you have more examples swirling around in your head as well. The launch pad, just like your digital calendar, always has your back. You will consciously and habitually start to think ahead to what items you will need to be on your game when you leave the house, even if, read when, some micro disaster pops up at the worst time. But you can handle it better now because you're using the calm method. How lovely is that? And have I mentioned how easy it is to implement with your kids? I know I have, but it bears repeating. Life changing. Micro celebration moment. Admire your launch pad and thank it for holding that space and all your stuff for your success. Ta-da! That little step will make a world of difference. Launch pad, Check. Now, let's talk about actually leaving. Practice the pause, step 4. How many times have you driven to the end of your street, about to turn and go, when you are struck with that lightning bolt of remembering that you forgot something? The clarity is palpable and immediate. It happens every time. Well, if you're lucky, it does, and you don't drive off unprepared. With a quick Google search, you will read that task switching is deadly for productivity. Research shows that it's a loss of 20 minutes of concentration when you task switch. When we walk around looking at our phones, often having two or even more virtual conversations at once, plus yelling at your kids, you are task switching. One literally cannot do two cognitive things at once. It's impossible. Considering the speed at which we operate these days, we find ourselves in reactive mode all too often. So between task switching and flying by the seat of our pants, it's no wonder we are struggling to keep up and suffering for it. That's why the calm method works so well, because you get to set it and forget it. The how-to. Let's go back into the car. I don't know why it is that when our butt hits the seat, we get that moment of remembering. So, instead of getting blindsided by that moment, reactive, let's invite it. Proactive. We will name it practice the pause. The pause is our friend. It gives us our third's eye view into the future and helps us to not go off unprepared. Stop, breathe, and invite the pause. How can we call upon the pause? I suggest either of two ways. You pick up everything from your launch pad, place your hand upon the doorknob, and take a nice deep breath. Oxygen is like medicine. Close your eyes if necessary and think, do I have everything I need? Or secondly, you carry everything out to the car, settle down in the driver's seat, and there, take that nice breath, hands on the wheel, and ask a focusing question like, am I prepared? Picture being at your destination. If you're missing anything, your mind will tell you right then. It's like a micro meditation moment. Bonus! The calm method helps you meditate more. You're welcome. You might be tempted to overlook this step and blast on to step 5, but do not. The goal is to backtrack less, and the pause is the answer. A tip from a mom who's been through the herding cats mode of parenting. Get all the little people strapped in their car seats first. Then you can be free to call upon the pause without worry that someone will wander off, take off their shoes again, or let the dog out. It can be done, mamas. My message for you is that with this tiny yet significant action of the pause, you can conjure up any forgotten item before you set out to leave. The icing on the calm cake is that if you successfully completed step 2, A is for arm your alarms, you will have plenty of time to calmly return to the house without chaos and panic. How does that grab you? And that, my friend, is one of the many reasons why I'm so passionate about writing this book for you and me. Step 5, M is for mobilize into motion. So, let's review the awesomeness so far. You have confirmed your appointments on your calendar, set all your alarms, assembled your launch pad, and now, beautifully and naturally, after a practice the pause moment, you are ready to mobilize into motion. It's like butter. Off you go like a champ. You are mobilized, in motion, motivated, and managing your mindset. What? That's some boss alliteration there, and not sorry. It's absolutely marvelous. Tee! Can you feel what a gift this new way of acting is? A gift for you, and for your kids, pets, or whoever else lives with you. The ripple effect. So impactful. Do that a few times, and you'll be so committed to the calm method that you will never fall back into that uncomfortable, hate yourself, super stressful last-minute living again. At least not as a general state of being. When you regularly employ the calm method, more and more of the things that used to wreck you on a consistent basis start to become positively reversed, and you will notice how many things are becoming habit now. The set it and forget it technique is incredibly powerful. Think about your bills that you now set up to auto-pay online, knowing you've checked your balance. Think about things you order regularly because you have solid lists. Think about menu planning and eating so healthy the weight falls off. Automatic pet food or prescription refills. Okay, I know, overload. I bet I just lost you. So for now, just focus on taking those baby steps. It's the most important thing to remember. When you feel like there's so much in front of you that you don't feel on top of just yet, big time overwhelm, stop. Take a breath. Look backwards for a moment. Wow, look how far you've come. And celebrate your badassery for reading this far in this book. You are to be congratulated. You are ready to make changes. I can feel it. I sure was. And I did. You're next. Step 6. Yay me! It's celebration time. Do a happy dance. Step 6 is all about the celebration. It's hard to choose which step in the calm method is the most important, but there is no denying the extra glittery magic in the tiny action of a celebration moment. The basketball player that just swished his first three-pointer. A senior who is the first to graduate in their family. The 20-something that finally gets a real job after slogging away as a dishwasher in a restaurant. A person who easily pulls on some pants that previously didn't fit without serious gymnastics on the floor first. The 65-year-old who figured out how to get on Zoom and find the mute button. A teenager that finally lands that trick on his BMX bike or skateboard after weeks of practice. Fitting the last piece into a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. All of these things above are as a result of working at a goal and never giving up. Yay me all day! Don't skimp on the celebration. Make it your own. Whether you feel silly or not, I insist that you celebrate. When you're ready to pull out of your driveway, heading out for the day, or you sit down on time for your Zoom meeting, do or say something that shouts a celebration of a job well done. Happy dance, pat yourself on the back, chuck yourself on the chin, whatever works. And if you have your kids in the car with you, get them in on the celebration too. Grow that glow of how much better it feels getting into the car after a successful calm method launch than a big, stressful screaming session. Vow to yourself, I can be better now because I have tools. What does this entire 6-step method of positive micro actions do for you? The more often you find yourself pulling the pieces together, succeeding where you previously failed, you will start to glow with pride and trust in yourself. When you feel more confident, you will continue to build on those feelings, which lead to more positive actions. It will be like tending a garden, tiny seedlings that you fertilize and fortify to be able to grow strong and bear fruit. And when the world gets filled with everyone's unique fruit, we make a delicious fruit salad. Everyone loves fruit salad. Bring it. You are ready to soar using the calm method. Chapter 3, The Elephant in the Room, Distractions. Because I know you and love you, it's truth time. You have to face the music. The song is called Distractions. Distractions are the food of last-minute living. We live this crazy life because all of the distractions hitting us from all sides. And distractions never sleep. It is imperative to take actions that build good habits that serve us well and become the cornerstone of growth. The calm method is created in such a way to bake in anti-distraction techniques to protect you. The more you trust it, the stronger you will be. And finding calm amidst the chaos that used to derail you is like gold, I tell you.
Types of distraction.
Some examples of old school distractions. Pets, kids, spouses, doorbells, noises from outside construction and barking dogs, chatting with neighbors or the mail carrier, the actual landline telephone ringing, door-to-door salesmen, contest entries, old-school soap operas, commercials, library books, hungry kids, real movies you rented that had to go back before incurring late charges, game shows, Saturday cartoons, long talks on the phone, lingering at malls, whiny kids, doing research in encyclopedias, poring over printed photos and photo albums, and the voices in your head. Now, layer upon the new school distractions. Notifications, emails, spam emails, telemarketers, how do they find your cell phone number? Infinite messaging on too many platforms. The uncertainty of where did they send me that address, date, other important info? Was it on Facebook Messenger, Instagram Direct Messenger, email, text, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, video games, podcasts, Facebook Lives, Instagram Reels, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Netflix, Hulu, books on Audible, that sense you're missing out or being left out because of social media, Facebook groups, Slack, Clubhouse, online dating apps, any latest app, online shopping, social media ad shopping, even task managers like Evernote, OneNote, Google Keep, Trello, Asana. Am I doing it right? Am I a boomer? And on and on. And oh my, I could fill an entire chapter with kid and pet related distractions. They are so clever and relentless in their efforts to funnel your precious attention away from your task and onto their needs. Often, you can't put them off, or then you'll be facing a situation requiring a broom or mop or immediate medical attention. The reality is that you have to set yourself up using the calm method so that when those inevitable distractions rear up, you have already gotten ahead of the game. It's so good because you take care of future you with this method. In the face of these relentless, plentiful micro-distractions that never sleep, you need powerful, simple tools. For example, you have a thought, I need to add pizza sauce to my Instacart. You open your phone, rabbit hole, 600 notifications await your unsuspecting eyes. Off you go, responding and completely losing your way. Did you even add pizza sauce to the list? Did you even open Instacart at all? Been there. So then what happens next? Likely, you end up ordering pizza at triple the cost and environmental impact. Adding a ding to your soul of, ugh, one more example of how I am a mess and a failure. Pro tip, the act of simply opening your phone is a Pandora's box of distractions. Here's a hack. Ask Siri to open the app you need and you'll bypass the distracting notifications waiting to pounce and steal your attention. You have to get creative. One thing I've done, and you might laugh, but I pointedly sing a song to a nursery rhyme with the words changed to what I'm trying to accomplish. Then it sticks in my brain until I do it. This is especially helpful when you go to another room to get that something and then completely forget what it was when you get there. Hate that. Another focusing tactic I like to use is to take a sticky note. Write down what task I'm working on, then set a timer for about 20 minutes. This set of actions sets me up to finish only that item. If I get distracted or disturbed, ha, when, not if, then I have that sticky note there to remind me. It works quite well. An old school solution to a modern problem. Believe it or not, you already have your own bag of tricks that works for you. Did you know that? Taking some time to observe how you best operate will give you so much information. I'm here to give you suggestions, shine the light, and guide you as you identify your own best tools using the Calm Method framework. What do I mean? Sometimes the act of putting in headphones, even if you're not listening to something, can focus you. What about putting on shoes instead of staying barefoot? That tends to put us in the mode of, I'm doing important work right now, and then we focus better. Take stock of your own current actions and see what you can uncover, then build on them. Back to distractions. Note the irony here. Distractions are constant, like waves on the ocean. Since they will never stop, you must constantly seek to fight them, equipped with the calm method. You can't give up. They're rather like laundry. You clear out a load, then more loads are right around the corner. That's just the way of the world, so keep at it. You'll get better and better at things you never saw yourself being successful at, and then look out, world. Chapter 4. Finding Your Inner Beyoncé. Mindset. The M in Calm was originally for mindset, and I'd argue it still is, actually. It's all about how you perceive yourself. If you say you're a hot mess, then you will continue to see yourself that way, and therefore act that way. Or worse, you accept that as reality, stay limited and small, and therefore deny what you are really capable of. No! What a tragedy! Please do not settle for staying small. I'm begging you. It's your chaos that hides you. It sets the wrong tone and gives out lame excuses. Did you know that? And, newsflash, it teaches everyone around you to treat you that way. Take a moment to let that soak in. Do you want that? You know people like that. Don't be that. Do you think last-minute Lucinda likes being that way? FYI, she certainly does not. Instead, embrace the tools in the Calm Method and employ them to burn down the excuses that keep you in your current pattern so you can seek more in your life. You have so much goodness in there to share, so get calm so you can get going. Whew, I got fired up there. I hope you got the message. But there's more. Dream big and fight for your BHAGs. I love the term BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. I know you have huge dreams. When you were a little girl, I bet you spent lots of time in your head thinking about what you were going to be when you grew up and how you were going to change the world. Has it been so long that you've had a moment to stop and breathe or even get to pee alone? That dancing with your BHAG seems like a foreign thought? It's possible that it might take a good scrubbing with a microfiber cloth to dust off the diamonds of your heart's desire. But you must, girl. We need your diamonds. There is someone who is waiting to benefit from your greatness, and not just through clean underwear and a hot or not meal. We, as women, simply can't help it that we instinctively seek to comfort others before ourselves. It's how we are made, and yay us for that. However, an unfortunate side effect is that we tend to think that we need to ask permission to take care of ourselves and reach for the stars as we follow our dreams. What the heck? I knew in my bones that it was my duty to create this primer for you, me, and every busy lady or person out there who is capable of more. The ripple effect starts here, with you and me. When you use the Calm Method, you open up time, space, energy, and precious focus, all the elements you need to embrace your BHAGs. These things live in our hearts regardless of whether they get nurtured. Did you realize that? So many people have ideas for a book but never end up writing it, or a business they want to start, or an incredible tool they want to create, or some beautiful art to get onto the canvas, or establish an impactful community. They continually fall prey to all the distractions, talking themselves out of it because they stop believing they can, or are just too busy. Sadly, they neglect that dream because it's hard. They don't seek the support to help them move forward. So many things. I, for one, have struggled with all of that. But here it is, my BHAG, right here in your hands, in front of your eyes. Can you feel me beaming directly at you? It's my glow. Yours is in you, girl. More and more, I noticed how crappy I felt as a person and mom, friend, wife, sister, neighbor, colleague, when I was missing dates, arriving late, unprepared, living the last minute everything all day. The head trash monster was having a heyday. My inner mean girl was keeping my ear full with the highlight reel of why I sucked now and would always suck. Both of those teamed up together to fuel my imposter syndrome. You will always be small. Who do you think you are? If you can't have dinner on the table, nor your kids in clean clothes, much less on a path to success. Gross, isn't it? When we slow down, reset, regroup, we can come to the table with a calm, thoughtful plan and dial into our dreams. Starting that personal challenge in February 2020 helped me identify and grab hold of the doable, logical actions I needed to take on a consistent, basis to get more moments of not sucking. Maybe even saying to myself, I can do this.
I am doing this.
In truth, I want to be perceived as someone who is intentional and generous with her time. But honestly, I've ridden the hot mess freight train hamster wheel for so long that I can't be surprised that more than one person has given me that "you're so busy" observation. It's true, but I'm seeking to change that because it affects my ability to focus on helping others, my true calling. When you know your true calling, you must move all the daily junk out of the way to make room for it. Because the longer you let that trash fill the room, both in your head and in your home, there will be no space
for the beautiful, significant, meaningful stuff.
It's time to invite the important thoughts about what is true to who you are and what you're going to accomplish in this life. The Calm Method is here to help you move there, one baby step at a time. I am so passionate about encouraging people, especially busy women who spend way more time taking care of others before themselves, to implement the tools to help them open up time and space to flower into their power. It's a horrible shame to keep that light dim when the world needs more light on a daily basis. So take this method and run with it, lady. Chapter 5, Get Your Feet Wet. Application to your life now. I know you, and you're likely thinking, okay, Ryan, my schedule is over jam-packed already. I'm exhausted. I have no dinner plan, 10 loads of laundry, and now you want me to add all these steps? In a word, yes. 100% yes. You're still thinking, when then, Ryan? When? It's not as hard as you think. And the more you do it, the freer the rest of your day feels. And dare I say, calm. Currently, you're wasting your precious time and energy going to the wrong places, circling back from not having what you need, fighting the stress goggles, all of which keeps you quite occupied. But with the Calm Method, you won't be wasting that time anymore. Mind blown? You want this. Think of what's going to open up for you. It's something you can start today. Crazy, right, friend? This is not another program you buy and never do anything with, because it actually has the power to open up time for you to finally log in and participate in those courses you've no doubt already bought, yet never even opened. Guilty here too. Let's review. As a former teacher, I will now start the review section of the book, because if you so choose, it's time to implement. Here is a reminder of the challenge I set for myself way back in February of 2020. Every time I left the house to go somewhere, I had to take the necessary steps to leave the house prepared, on time or even early, with GPS directions, and arrive at my destination with calm energy. And let's review the method again. The 6-step calm method. Step 1. C is for confirm your calendar. Step 2. A is for arm your alarms. Step 3. L is for lay out your launch pad. Step 4. Practice the pause. Step 5. M is for mobilize into motion. Step 6. Celebration time. Yay me! Your quick start kickstart guide. But how do you really actually get your boots on the ground and do it?
Ideally, you will spend Calm Method time once in the morning and for sure once in the afternoon or evening.
It's a building process, and your routines will start to incorporate it before you know it. You can do this. You can start the Calm Method as soon as you put down this book. FYI, you've already engaged your subconscious. The synapses are connecting at this very moment because you are sick of the last-minute living life. You're chomping at the bit, I can tell. Step one, confirm your calendar. Approximate time needed, 10 to 15 minutes. Open your current calendar, even if it's a paper planner, and look at what is scheduled for tomorrow. So then you can send a text, email, make a call, whatever is necessary. Confirm the time, location, any important details, and write all that down on your paper planner or in the notes section of your digital event. Now, I want you to zero in on the most important appointment you have tomorrow. This is your target to get your feet wet with the Calm method. Starting small, but setting yourself up to be at your best, prepared, and on time to your most important appointment is the goal here. Step two, arm your alarms. Approximate time needed, 4 to 6 minutes. Time to set those alarms. These are your new besties. Open up the clock app on your phone, the one that has alarms. If you'll be leaving the house, set two alarms. You must leave space for that all-important buffer zone. What time do you actually need to leave? Set one for 10 minutes ahead and a second for 20 minutes ahead. You also need to name the alarms. Leave in 10 minutes and time to leave the house. Permission to get creative here if it floats your boat, but don't skip the step of naming them. After that, breathe a quick sigh of relief because your alarms are ready to keep you accountable and on target. Step three, lay out your launch pad. Approximate time needed, 15 to 30 minutes. You are primed and ready to lay out your very first official launch pad. Identify where you could logically set it up and safely from any little people and or fur babies. It must be as close to the door that you come and go from as possible. What do you need to take with you to be prepared for the most important appointment of your day tomorrow? Go get those things now. Yes, now. Load up that launch pad. When you feel like it's as set up as much as possible, grab a sticky note and write "practice the pause" on it. Then place it on the door near the doorknob. Embrace the awesomeness. Anytime you remember another thing you'll need, grab it and go drop it in the launch pad. Taking care of future you all day, baby.
Note, I have included templates at the end of this book that will help you to apply the Calm Method launch pad to lots of other situations too.
Pro tip, choose one sturdy yet roomy tote bag as your errand bag and bring it back and forth anytime you leave the house. It will always be part of your launch pad. Step four, practice the pause. Approximate time needed, 1 minute. Do this the next day right when you're about to leave. Pick up everything in your launch pad, stand in front of the door, and call upon the pause. Thank you, sticky note, for the reminder. Place your hand on the doorknob, close your eyes, and breathe. Picture being at your destination. Ask yourself, do I have everything I need? It's highly probable that whatever you've forgotten will illuminate in your mind's eye during the pause. And yay you, you have that buffer time to go get it without bolting like a spooked cat. Step five, mobilize into motion. Approximate time needed, 3 to 5 minutes variable. Prepared mentally and physically, head out to your mode of transportation and voila! You've mobilized into motion and are feeling like a total boss. Step six, do not skip this step. It's celebration time. Approximate time needed, less than a minute. Give up a fist pump, a shoulder shimmy, a yippee, or maybe even a quick Macarena will do. You do you here. And if you have a calm accountability buddy, let them know you nailed it. This is the easiest step, yet is the icing on the calm cake. Yay you! How do you feel? Is this different and hopefully better? It will get easier. Remember the baby steps. Building on your foundation. At first, take it one day at a time, even a partial day. If your personal chaos level is at about a 9 or 10, it won't take long, though, if you dial in and follow the steps. After a few days or weeks, you will be feeling stronger and more in control. So bask in that progress. Because I love you, I need to bring up something. I know you can handle it. The truth is, Your daily routines are fueled for success from a consistent weekly prep routine. I know it's not sexy, but oh, you will love it when you get it under your belt. Without getting in too deep right here, I must share about the power of a weekly prep routine. When you give yourself the gift of setting aside non-negotiable weekly planning time, wow, you will be transformed to a whole new level of proactive living. It works so well for the exact same reason that the Calm Method works. Take time before the week gets actively crazy to set yourself up with a plan. Yes, you can and you will. What? How? You'll open up your calendar on Sunday or whatever day you choose to prep for your week.
I use the amazing Sunday basket system and can teach it to you.
It goes hand in hand with the Calm Method. Why is this so important? Looking at your week ahead of time helps you see theme days like errand day or at-home day or home but will have interruptions or big project need to focus day. Then when someone says, when are you available for coffee, phone chat, take a walk, you'll have a clearer idea of when is good for you. You must always be the one who suggests the time. When you are proactive, you get to do fun things that you want to do. It's through these proactive behaviors that you will devour your last-minute living forever, one chaos fire at a time. I can't miss an opportunity to talk to you about scheduling some self-care. I could go on and on about the importance of self-care here, but that's a different book. The next time you're at your calendar planning your week, grab that gift card for that massage or other spa service that you've had for months or even a year and book it. Even if it's 6 months from now, this is non-negotiable. Someone gave that to you so you would enjoy it. You don't want to disappoint them. Then send them a thank you text when you book it. Win-win. Pro tip. Having trouble booking something? Then seek to schedule it comically far in the future. Your calendar is so much more loose and free farther out. Have you noticed? Use that to your advantage. Here's the bottom line. It's time to imagine being the kind of person who learns to beat back the crazy to the point that you plan your whole week ahead of time. You can and you will. And if for some reason you don't get that time on a particular week, you'll immediately be reminded, thank you, natural consequences, as to how you don't want to live in that old way ever again. You don't have to, because now you're armed with the Calm Method. You are so ready for this.
When you are calm, you have the needed mental bandwidth to handle those unexpected requests, inevitable demands, or last-minute changes to your schedule.
They will no longer completely derail you. They might still irritate you, but I can't help you there. The Calm Method gives you back your time and sanity. You even have time to choose what to fill that space with. FYI, your BHAGs are waiting. When you are calm, the stress goggles do not stand a chance of landing on your face, literally inhibiting your ability to function. You will keep going with your head on straight, and then those around you can benefit from your calm energy, the ripple effect. When you start to operate with the calm way, you have so much more energy to act intentionally, identify your why, ponder your dreams, take time for you, and fill your cup, your vessel. You will open up time and energy and foster trust in yourself to do things that matter for you. Each day that passes on the freight train hamster wheel is not a good one. Forward and onward is our goal, not just round and round, barely hanging on by our fingernails. Manifest your calm self and wow, get ready, world. She is on it. She knows her way and is fueled by her why. She trusts herself to make things happen, both big and small. It starts with baby steps to work towards that bigger picture. The more moments of calm that you get to experience on a regular basis, the more you will start to habitually and unconsciously pre-prep. Remember that ripple effect? When you come back from an errand or end a Zoom meeting, put things back in the launch pad area and or back on the charger and you'll set yourself way ahead for the next time. Automatically. Isn't that just gorgeous? Rinse and repeat. Lastly, continually celebrating your progress will help you look back at how far you've come instead of constantly looking up and seeing only the daunting height of the mountain. And guess what? Now you're ready to climb that sucker. On time and fully prepared with all your things. Whoop! If there's one thing I'd want you to remember from this book, is that when faced with that oh-so-powerful overwhelm, there's always one, often tiny, little action you can take that will help you move forward in any given situation. I want you to start laying breadcrumbs for yourself. Now you're thinking, okay, Ryan, huh? Let's look at an example around the dishwasher. I don't know about you, but the thought of loading the dishes and rearranging, huh? Adding soap, then finally starting the dishwasher feels just like climbing Mount Everest sometimes. Here's the hack of laying breadcrumbs for yourself or for others in your household. Go ahead and put the soap in if you notice the dishwasher is getting close to full. For some reason, it really works. In your crazy busy life, with all the demands on your attention, this simple tactic of consistently looking for that one tiny little thing is a total game changer. Yay you! Dang, you're clever. Chapter 6. Support is the secret sauce. Accountability. Hey, stop for a moment and be proud. Yay me! Time for that happy dance. Grow your glow. Reading or listening to a whole book is an actual accomplishment worthy of celebration. It's clearly a testament to your commitment to calming the crazy. Yep, more alliteration. It's imperative that you continue to kick that can down the road, slowly but surely. The idea of systems overhaul triggers that unwanted feeling of overwhelm, so mindfully approach it as tiny actions that build up over time. Then all of a sudden, you will start to notice things like, we haven't run out of milk in ages. Or, I rarely let my car get messy anymore. Or, I always have clean underwear. Those are wins, baby. The secret sauce. Undeniably, we can do things in community that can be huge, torturous challenges when done alone. Remember being a kid and going to birthday parties or dances, and the thought of going in alone was way worse than missing the party entirely? Or looking down the rim at a shot of Goldschlager and knowing that your friend was doing one too? Without question, I only signed up for my first triathlon because some of my mom friends were doing it too. If FOMO works for you, that's a useful tool. We are better together. I've lost count at the number of times I've said this. It might even be my next tattoo. Could happen if I brought a friend. How are you feeling about your ability to get the calm method going in your life, like ASAP? I bet you are warming up some objections and about to say, Ryan, I have bought all the planners, joined all the Facebook group challenges, followed too many influencers, wasted hours perusing Pinterest boards, and set too many failed New Year's resolutions. Why will this one change things for me? I have done all those things too, FYI. Always allow for accountability. The human need for connection is undeniable. It's a basic fiber running through every one of us. Layer on top of that the need for guidance, community, and direction. We're so much better together. I need you and you need me. We need others. It never ceases to amaze me how our ability to follow through really skyrockets when fueled by others' nearness, encouraging words, and empathy. A sense of community is more important than ever in this period of the pandemic, where isolation is more common than ever. And even in years to come, we will have learned the value of community support and relied deeply on it. In 2020, the year of the pivot, I completely changed my professional organizing business from in-home, side-by-side client work to fully online, offering focus and accountability workshops to my clients. I created the Find Focus and Get Calm Together membership community. It's a kind of gym membership for us busy, overwhelmed gals with so many demands on our time to be able to come together multiple times per week on Zoom and use the accountability energy to get more done. take writing this book. I could never, ever have gotten it out into the world without seeking support from my community. I spell this out in the acknowledgments section, but it bears repeating. There is no way, literally no possible way, I'd have completed this project alone. Of course, I had the ideas, I did the writing, but my progress waned. Once I started to ask friends and family to read it and help me edit, progress happened and I got more traction. Then, telling my online community that I was writing a book also helped spur me along. Tap into the secret sauce of accountability every single day. We are always better together. See, I said it again. And it does not in any way diminish the effort of the finished product. Quite the opposite. It enhances it. No one ever produces anything in a vacuum that's higher quality than a product of collaboration. Plus, it's way more fun.
Are you thinking, well, congratulations, Ryan. You've figured it all out.
You are practically perfect in every way and have it all together. Not even close. Once a squirrel, always a squirrel. As I examine my ever-evolving journey with the Calm Method, I've noticed that sometimes, lots of times, I slack off. I neglect confirming my calendar. I forget to set alarms. I should probably set an alarm reminding me to set alarms. That's not a bad idea for those just getting started, actually. And I get lazy about fully laying out my launch pad. But guess what? Taking just a few Calm Method actions gets me right back into it, and feeling the good feelings of being on it reinforces my habits immediately. Got it? Aren't you ready for Calm? It's the jumping off point for so much goodness. I risk sounding cliche, but at this point you know me pretty well, so here it is. Do this. Draw a big old line in the sand. Bid a giant farewell to that old hot mess of you of the past. Then leap enthusiastically over it, because it's your time, girlfriend, and top it off with a little happy dance of celebration. Yep, prepare to welcome your new badass self who sets herself up to boss up all day. Let's do this. I can't wait to see you soar. Acknowledgements, aka thanks, Mom. Writing this section might be more challenging than writing the whole book because I never want to leave anyone out. There are days when I wonder, would I have written this book if it weren't for the 2020 pandemic? It's not necessarily a productive line of thinking, but bears a moment of consideration.
My daily life was so wildly out of control that I had to make some needed changes and set challenges that led me to uncover the Calm Method.
But I wonder, if we hadn't been sent into quarantine in March, April, May, where the gift of staying home led many to make sourdough starters and do every puzzle they owned, plus all their neighbors, too, I started stretching out my morning quiet time to include lots of writing. My journal-like blog posts signaled to me that, yes, I really dig writing. I started to actually honor it by calling myself a writer. So thank you, 750words.com, for giving me the blank space to expand in a community of other virtual writers. Countless thanks so much shout-outs to those of you on Facebook that read my content when I posted on my page. I found it a thrilling wonder that you would take your precious time to read my words and then interact with it. I'm not a typical blogger, whatever that means, but I wrote enough blog posts to attract some of you to become readers. It pleases me to no end that you all got joy and felt validated by my written words. A huge thank you to everyone that read my book's drafts. It's a big step when one decides to share one's heart craft, aka book writing, with someone. Will you read my book and give me feedback? Was always answered with an enthusiastic yes. I'm so grateful for all those extra sets of eyes. It brought my book to a level I never would have achieved alone. Another testament to my favorite phrase, we are better together, and to everyone who simply said, wow, I can't wait to read it. That's the magic sauce that kept me going. I hope it doesn't disappoint. In fact, I hope it teaches you something that you needed and or that you share with someone that does. I cannot overlook the powerful support from my fabulous Facebook group, the Calm Collaborative. The way those fellow self-help junkies come together to prop each other up and seek to be propped up warms my heart like no other. The way they jumped right into interacting Zoom style and Lunch Bunch Live without batting an eye reinforces how much we benefit from community. My point is that the members of this little fledgling Facebook group propped me up. They gave, and continue to give, me confidence that I have valuable information to share. I hope they love this book. Also, I can't say enough about my fabulous Find Focus and Get Calm Together membership members who infuse their energy and all the things into our workshops and contribute such loving advice to each other in our Facebook Messenger group to the point that I get misty-eyed. Online, schmonline, that sisterhood is real. Most of us have never met in person, and never will in some cases, but that is irrelevant. They are soaring in their goals, cheering each other on, and I can't get enough of it. And to my amazing coaches, mastermind and coaching group, my hat is off to you for never giving up on me, for seeing things I could not see when doubt blanketed me, for always listening to my whiny messages and turning my face back into the mirror for answers. My gratitude is bottomless. And to my fabulous female mentors and biz besties, both in person and virtual, who keep the positive thoughts going in my head and help me keep that mean girl head trash monster at bay as much as is humanly possible and remind me of who Ryan is. Wow, I am so lucky to have such a golden circle. Here's where I hesitate about mentioning anyone by name, because then there's someone who I'll leave out. But oh my goodness, to my support team. This includes anyone I've ever hired for their knowledge, coaching, websites, systems implementation, countless daily tasks, and brainstorming. I am nothing without you. My two hands and one brain are only made awesome by your presence in my life. I'm just someone with an overflow of vision, but struggling in the face of implementation and follow through. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Undoubtedly, I must mention my author inspiration, giving me the step-by-step guide that she used for her many ebooks and keeping my hope alive and strong that I can publish this with more books on the horizon. And my right hand, my fabulous integrator and implementer, aka my virtual assistant, keeping my head attached to my body, who never let me stop moving on this, seemed as excited as I was about it and literally formatted the whole book plus the attachments. Couldn't have done it in under 5 years without her. And to my logical, clear-minded, outcome-oriented husband, who keeps my feet on the ground when I'm all ideas and no follow-through. His business mind is off the charts. He had me at, who was that super smart guy from Texas, all the way back in college in 1991. Thanks, hon, for being the T to my F every day for the last 30 years. That's a little bit of Myers-Briggs jargon there. And I could never, ever leave out the help of Charlie and Zoe, our sister cats, who spent dedicated hours with me in my lap or at my shoulder, cheering me on as I wrote. Of course, they spent almost as much time distracting me with their feline wrestling antics. I write in the morning when they are live and wild, and they're distracting when they're sleeping too, so stinking cute. Thank you all, and finally, yay me, I did it, I'm an author. Let's get started.